Now, real quick for the Fresno Pacific starting lineup for their women's soccer team. At goalkeeper, Vanessa Escobar. Number 4, Colleen Rooney. Number 6, Jay Valtierra. Number 7, Demi Hamilton. Number 8, Brianna Reyes. Number 14, Haley Talon. Number 17, Nayeli Denise. Number 20, Jessica Castillo. Number 23, Clara Butner. And number 27, defender from Fresno, Ariel Sanders. As we are out on the field, getting ready for kickoff. There are a few clouds in the sky for the men's game. They have all gone away. Today it is about 3 o'clock, getting ready for kickoff. An exciting one here for us at radio.dominican.edu. And there is the whistle. Fresno Pacific starts out with the ball, trying to attack 4 people through the middle of the field right away, and they play it wide left to Butner. Trying to steal it is Golnick, as Jessica Ramirez puts the pressure on the ball in the middle of the field. But it is played over the top, a wide-open Fresno Pacific player. It looked like Demi Hamilton got over the top of Catherine Ripple. Megs Herring came out hard and got the kick save before Hamilton could do anything. Already, keeper Megs Herring making her mark on this game. It's a throw-in for Dominican on the right side now. Right next to the broadcast studio, already right up on each other, Butner and Golnick looking to go at it all game. Whitaker plays it out, and it's right to Pimentel, who plays it towards the middle of the field. Look at Owens go towards the middle of the field. She has a one-on-one opportunity. Here comes the defender racing back. She has a shot, and it's to the keeper, Escobar. Good run by Stephanie Owens, the freshman from San Jose, California. Pimentel got the ball right into her. A great, great through ball. Whitaker heads the ball out of bounds, and it is a Sunbird throw. Sanders in the middle, looking for someone, finds Butner on the left to Castillo, all the way left to Talon. Can't quite corral it in, though. And we're just going to go ahead and keep those Giants updates coming all game. It is now the bottom of the fifth, 5-2. Giants are up on the Reds with Tim Lincecum pitching. Lauren Golnick looks for Stephanie Owens to go towards the middle, held a little bit up by Brianna Reyes. Owens couldn't really move out of the way, is complaining to the ref that Reyes was pulling her jersey, but the ref will have none of it. Ripple heads the ball away, tries to go to Moran, but Castillo is right there, and Ramirez steals the ball. Has Golnick looking for Owens, now finds G on the right side. G will have to go up against the streaking Caressa Archie. Try to keep that pressure up. Alex Moran now down the right side, defended by Castillo. Tries to get the cross, tries to cut it back. Can't quite get it. A lot of play on the ground, physical play by Moran and Castillo. They're all the way deep in the attacking corner for Dominican, and it goes out in favor of Dominican for throw-in. Alex Moran and Jessica Castillo were really going at it. Those are two of the biggest people on each respective team, too. We will see how that development plays out the rest of the game, because Moran and Castillo, right next to each other, could get physical fast. The throw in, played in by Korsberg, a long throw, and it's played right back to her. She has the cross in, it's a low one though, and cleared out by the Sunbirds. Whitaker racing to get back, has a very, very fast Demi Hamilton putting pressure on her though, and has to play it back to Ripple. Tries to play it to Whitaker, but here comes Talon, putting the pressure on, forcing a Dominican turnover. Now Ramirez will put the pressure on herself. Talon looks up, finds Castillo. Stolen by Moran, though, as she looks to keep it up. She has an open Pimentel in the middle, but can't quite find her. Delano was screaming, play Sarah, play Sarah. But Moran has got to look up a little bit more, had her eyes solely focused on the through ball to Golnick. Golnick has a lot of speed on the right side. Every single game that I've seen from her, She has absolutely shown herself to be a force on that right side. And while I say that, here she comes on the right side, keeping the ball against the Pacific defenders, and a streaking Sarah Pimentel can't quite get it. And Jessica Ramirez makes the tackle. It's played all the way back to Kat Ripple. Screaming for someone, plays the left-footed pass right to Clara Buettner, who goes down the left side. Now Talon has to turn around, but Ripple on the pressure, grabbing her on, but no call. And Hansen has to go with her back to the basket, or excuse me, not the basket, back to the defender, lets it roll all the way to Herring. The drop kick is to right in the middle of the field. Korsberg has the header to Golnick, tries to keep it going. Golnick, good pressure, and here comes G. Looking forward, plays it back. Has Whitaker making a great run and a great ball by both Whitaker and Brotsberg. Whitaker tried to get the cross in, couldn't quite get it past Talon, though. A big slide by Lauren Golnick. Almost forces a turnover, but it's deflected off of her sliding foot. Now Whitaker plays it with the left foot, and it goes to Brotsberg. Has Ramirez in the middle. Looks to switch the field. Finally getting it over to the left side of the field, but it's way ahead of Megan Hansen, and nothing on the play. Now Pimentel steals the ball, hits it to Ramirez, who plays it back to Korsberg, and Dominican will keep possession. Moran comes back to help out a little bit. Good play by Dominican. Ripple plays the long ball to Whitaker on the right side, and they keep moving back. Fresno Pacific's pressure is top-notch so far. They are on top of every single touch of the Penguins. But I could say it's the same thing for the Penguins' pressure, too, because every single time Fresno Pacific is on the ball, a Dominican Penguin is right there on top of her. Moran plays it to Brotsberg up top to Pimentel, who has a wide-open Hansen on the left side and goes up the field now. Has it on her left foot. Plays it towards the middle. Has Owens. Tries to keep it in. Owens tries to play it to Pimentel on the side. Can't quite get it stolen by Fresno Pacific as they look up the field for the quick counter. They have Talon up the middle of the field. Has plenty of space. Is dribbling up. Looking for Castillo on the right side. Takes it herself. Now has Hansen and Korsberg defending her. Korsberg with a hard tackle. Here comes Talon. Cuts it towards the middle. Slides, but Ripple is there for the clearance. And it is out for a throw-in. As I welcome back my colleague Brian Sanchez into the studio. Welcome back, Brian. We got already a good game on our hands here.
Yeah, absolutely. Better late than never on my behalf, but I had to hustle back to catch me some Lady Penguins soccer. Big fan.
Absolutely. As Pimentel gets the header, tries to get it into Moran, but can't quite get it. And the Sunbirds look up the field. The through ball over the top. Whitaker is there, and Golnick has to come all the way back to take Whitaker's position and help out defensively because Dominican got spaced out a little too much in their back line on that. The through ball over the top, trying to play Talon. Here comes Whitaker. Shoulder to shoulder, they both are. Talon cuts it back, gets past Whitaker. Can't quite get the touch, though. And here comes Ariel Sanders. Back to Talon. Now Sanders. Pimentel on the pressure. Buettner tries to get the switch in. Tackled by Owens. Not hard enough, though. And Archie all the way over to the right side. Brianna Reyes plays it towards the middle. Cleared out by Korsberg. And it is out for a Fresno Pacific throw-in. They throw it towards the middle. Castillo is there. Plays it back to Reyes. It's out. For a Dominican throw-in, not a costly turnover, but a mistake turnover. It's a big part of this game. Who will take advantage of the other team's mistakes? Because it really is inevitable for a team to make mistakes. Even Barcelona does it from time to time. And we'll see if one of the teams really takes advantage of the mistakes and the errors on this game.
Now, Jordan, the wind has really picked up here, as it's blowing much harder than it was during the men's game just an hour ago. And not a lot of people may understand the difference that could make. In a match, they expect that to make a bigger difference in baseball or maybe American football, but what does it do in a soccer game?
Well, it really affects the keepers for both teams. If you're going into the wind, you can kick like a professional. And you can kick so far, maybe two-thirds down the entire length of the field. However, for a keeper going against the wind, any goal kick, any drop kick, is absolutely going to die right away into this wind and not go far at all. And it's so hard for defenders and keepers to get a quality clearance and get their defense out and out of the danger zone when they're going against the wind, facing that heavy, heavy San Rafael wind. It's definitely more now than it was during the men's game. A non-factor during the men's game, actually.
Would have been nice to have a little wind, as a matter of fact, during the men's game. It's getting hot out here.
Yeah, it really is. That San Rafael weather is just getting crazy with us. Like a week ago, it was felt like triple digits. And then maybe 2 days ago, I was freezing my butt off.
Yeah, exactly. We almost thought we had rain coming a couple nights ago.
Ripple with the header, but it's to Talon. Whitaker with the physical challenge, has to get it out quickly, passes it to Ripple, who clears it out to Brotzberg. Owens thought she had a run, but it's back to Pimentel, to Ramirez, to Whitaker on the right side. Good combination by the Dominican Penguins on the right side. Ramirez, Owens, Brotzberg, and Whitaker all getting involved early in this game. Back to Ripple now, looking up, looking for an option. Tries to get it past Talon and plays it over to Whitaker. It's out for a Penguin throw-in. To Owens down the line. A little strategy mix-up from last time I saw this Lady Penguins team. Usually Owens is on the left side where Pimentel is right now. And Pimentel is usually in the middle, actually. But Owens taking the middle of the field, seeing if she can use her control. She definitely has excellent control. We already saw it. Brian, you missed it. Owens already had a one-on-one opportunity. A great ball over the top by Pimentel sent her towards the goal. She had a shot. Unfortunately, it was near the keeper as Escobar made a decent save.
Oh, I saw it. I was just on the way in, but it's very encouraging signs early for this Lady Penguins team.
And these Penguins have yet to give up a shot in these first 12 minutes of the half. Still 0-4 for Fresno Pacific, one for these Penguins. It's a throw-in on the right side for Dominican. Emily Whitaker has the throw. She's got a little band, little brace on her left wrist. And she's had that for about a week, too. We'll see if it affects her play. It shouldn't. She's already made a couple very nice physical plays against Talon on the right side of the defense. Fresno Pacific's throw in now. They play it into Valtierra. Keep it through the back. It's over Golnick all the way over to the right side with Reyes. Looks forward, looking up. Has Sanders in the middle, but elects to play Denise. Denise's first touch of the ball in the entire game, actually. A surprising fact for a central midfielder, too. Fresno Pacific ends up with the ball, and they look to play it through the middle. Castillo going up against Moran yet again. And here's Talon on the left side. She's wide open. But she was wide open for a reason. Called offsides by the far side assistant referee. It will be a free kick for Megs Herring.
And you know, it's important to note that these Lady Penguins are 3-2-1 in conference. All the hype at the beginning of the year was on the men's team because they were dominating. And they had won 4 in a row, followed by 3 in a row. But the Lady Penguins, just nice and steady, 4-4. 3-2 in conference, they are not a team to forget about.
Oh, absolutely not. It was all men's soccer all the time. They started out something like 3-0, and then something like 7-1.
Yeah, that's right.
They started out the season just coming out hot, while the Lady Penguins did falter a little bit out of the gates. They have totally made up for it. Like you said, a 3-2-1 record in conference after a non-conference letdown. But really, it's conference play that matters, and the Lady Penguins have been showing themselves recently. Alex Moran now keeps the ball, plays it to Whitaker. Everybody thought it was out, but the assistant ref said no, and now Lauren Golnick has an opportunity, tries to beat her with speed. It looks like Colleen Rooney on the right side. Golnick gets the ball, might have a shot, tries to play it in the middle to Pimentel, but it's stopped by Valtierra coming all the way back to help out for Fresno Pacific.
If that cross would have gone in a little harder, we might have had an own goal here early in the first half.
Yeah, the ball was stopped by the Fresno Pacific defender, and it went right to the keeper, Escobar. Like you said, a hard cross makes that deflection go straight into the Fresno Pacific goal. Whitaker clears it all the way up for a chasing Owens Angie. And is back up the left side. Fresno Pacific now has it in the middle. Try to keep possession. Little bit of sloppy play in the middle, but here is Valtieri. Gets around Hansen. Leaves it for Castillo. And now it's Hansen versus Valtieri on the right side. Valtieri plays it all the way towards the middle, but headed out by Whitaker. Pimentel tries to get the poke to Owens. She does. Owens with her left foot over to Moran, trying to get it to G. Trying to really dominate up top. Owens couldn't quite get that on this opportunity. Here comes Buettner down the left side. Moran is right on the pressure. Whitaker on the pressure now. And the Dominican Penguin defense looks stellar this afternoon. The pressure is there. The fight is there. They're really moving around the field defensively so far.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, trying to play the ball high a lot to Brotsberg and Golnick early in this match.
Valtierra has the cross in. It's punched out by Herring across the field. Still having to work for it is Whitaker against Talon. Talon makes the step over, fakes the cross. Big physical play, but a good slide by Whitaker to clear it out of danger. Play it to Pimentel, and Dominican Penguins look to counter. Plays it over to Hansen. Instead of countering, they elect to keep possession. A smart choice. Oh, and a great play and a great touch. The header and the touch by Golnick. Golnick tries to play it over the top. It's a goal! From 35 yards out with the left foot, Lauren Golnick saw the opportunity, saw Vanessa Escobar out of her box, and played it right over the top of an extended Escobar into the side netting. Goal by Lauren Golnick. 1-0 here. Dominican over Fresno Pacific with 28 minutes left.
An impressive strike from distance there from Golnick. Lobbed it perfectly right into the corner, almost top corner, which is incredibly difficult to do from that distance. But the accuracy and the vision, great display there from Lauren Golnick.
Everything about that play was just perfection. Brotsberg's header to a running Golnick. Golnick's touch forward, which was total perfection. She got right by her defender. And then the decision to go for the big shot and the awareness by Golnick to see that Escobar was a little bit farther out than usual. She got the execution. She got the awareness. Worked it to perfection. What a goal by Golnick.
To be perfectly honest, when I first saw it go up off her foot, for an instant, I thought she was crossing it back into the middle to a streaking Brotsberg, and I was thinking, that's not going to work. She's too far back. Little did I know, it was heading perfectly for the corner.
What a goal by the freshman, Lauren Golnick from Meadow Vista, California. And it is a Dominican throw-in on the left side now. 27 minutes left in this game. Hansen has the big throw down the sideline all the way to G on the other side. G cuts back, is double-teamed now, but keeps the ball. Has the right foot across in the middle. It's blocked by Fresno Pacific. Jessica Ramirez plays it back to Hansen on the side. Hansen will look to have the left-footed cross into the middle. Plays Pimentel. who has an open Golnick on the side. Unfortunately, Golnick was waiting offsides. And we'll see if Fresno Pacific has the same strategy as their men's team. Their men's team was all over the offsides trap and really fooled Dominican most of the game with that trap. Interesting to see if the Lady Sunbirds will continue that strategy.
Yeah, and you know, maybe not, because unlike Dominican, where Coach Delano is in charge of both men's and women's, there is a coach for each team for Fresno Pacific, so they might not necessarily have the same tactics.
Jaime Ramirez for the men's team, and head coach Eric Farfan in there for the women's Fresno Pacific soccer team. Megs Herring has the ball in her hands. In her box, the drop kick is high in the air, as this wind has died down at the moment, not really affecting the kicks too much. Totally dead here at Kennelly Field. Foul on the play in favor of the Sunbirds. Just behind the halfway line, trying to get this all the way to the middle of the field. Luckily, the Penguins have very, very good and skilled headers in the middle of the field. Kendra Korsberg, Kat Ripple, and Alex Moran all in the middle for the Penguins, all very talented in the air. There's a foul on Korsberg about 25 yards away from the goal, in a dangerous position, right in front of the goal, too. We'll see if Nayeli Denise, the kicker, decides to shoot it or cross it. She has the shot, but it's blocked by Korsberg, and the Penguins are out. Ramirez on the chase, working hard, pulled back by Buettner, and the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds keep the ball. The pressure by Golnick now, as the ball is played towards the middle. Ripple has the clearance, and Golnick tries to play it out. Ramirez really keeping the pressure up as Hansen gets a big clear, and we'll see if G has an opportunity for some pressure here. She's got the speed. It's a dangerous ball back to the keeper, and the keeper keeps it in. Fresno Pacific ball now, and they play it on the right side. Ripple is on the chase, but so is Demi Hamilton, all the way over on the right corner. Dominican thought it was their ball, but it looks like it's Sunbird throw-in. Hamilton will take the throw as she waits for her attackers to help her out a little bit. The throw is in. Attempted header by Megan Hansen all the way towards the middle of the field. A little dangerous, but cleared out by Alex Moran, out of bounds for another Fresno Pacific throw.
Good idea there to just clear it out of bounds instead of control and work your way out, not from your own box. If you're just outside the box, maybe. Inside your own box, just get rid of that thing.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Defenders know that if they're in a dangerous area, any way out is the good way out. Korsberg physical on her defense, going against Nayeli Denise, but Denise plays it back. The shot, I believe that was a shot from Jessica Castillo, a one-hopper to Megs Herring as she gets the drop kick. It's right to a Fresno Pacific player, and I believe that Fresno Pacific player, Nayeli Denise, just went for the volley one-touch shot right off of Megs Herring's drop kick. She saw Herring out of her box, decided, why not? Golnick got a far goal. I'll go ahead and go for it, too. As Fresno Pacific plays it through their back line, looking for something, Archie plays it over the top to Talon on the left side, and now Ripple in a one-on-one opportunity. Whitaker, though, good job of getting back. Tries to get the clearance, but Talon, working hard, is tackled from behind by Whitaker, but no foul on the play. It's out for a goal kick. Whitaker did a good job of getting back, helping Ripple, but Talon was on the pressure, on the pursuit, and kicked the clearance of Whitaker right to herself.
That was a nice bit of officiating, too, as there was a takedown from behind in the box, but it wasn't malicious. It was more accidental, and a good job not to call a PK there.
Yeah, PK would have been devastating for these Penguins. About 21 minutes now left in this half. Still just three total shots in the entire game. Two for Dominican, one for Fresno Pacific. High in the air, Moran and Castillo battle for it. But it goes to Voltaire on the right side, and she plays it over. Here comes Reyes. Has the ball right into the middle. A streaking Hamilton can't quite get to it. Herring cradles the ball, and Dominican looks for the quick counter. Hansen on the left side. Plays it down the line. Tries to find Brotzberg. Can't quite get it. And it's Fresno Pacific ball. They switch the field. Now have it with Butner on the left side. Owens on the high pressure, though. Escobar has to do anything to get that ball out of there. The ball is cleared high out of the air for a Whitaker throw-in. She plays it to Brotzberg. Flicks it over to Owens. Not there, though. And here comes Talon down the middle of the field. Talon using her blazing speed. They've got a few numbers. It's 3-on-4 for Fresno Pacific. Talon keeps the ball. Korsberg says no more of that, though. Cleanly takes the ball from Talon and already is on the counter for Dominican. Golnick is offsides, though, on the left side. That's another offside by Golnick. She had that great goal, but she has to keep her awareness up as a giant flock of crows looks to invade Kennelly Field.
How about that? That was a little eerie.
That was kind of a sight to see. They all just came out onto the middle of the field at once and then decided they'd had enough. Went right back into the tree.
I wanted to make sure offsides was called there. Got the job done, went back to the tree.
Those crows know what they're doing. Golnick working for the ball. Doesn't get the foul called. And here comes Castillo, right past Moran. Castillo on the right side, looking for a shot, looking for a pass. It's played over to Valtier on the right side. Pimentel and Korsberg on the defense. Korsberg, a big slide, gets air, though. Luckily, Ripple is there. And Fresno Pacific keeps the ball. Fresno Pacific has been on the attack and had possession most of these last 10 minutes, really been taking control of the game. Owens on the high pressure from a through ball to Ramirez. It's out for a Fresno Pacific throw-in, though. And there is a substitution. Number 2, Amanda Hudek from Fresno, California, coming out for Demi Hamilton out of Selma, California. Whitaker has the ball on her thigh. Can't quite get it away, though, and Fresno Pacific has throw in right at the middle of the field on the left side. Moran a little shaken up on the play and is asking for a sub. Looks like number 27, Caitlin Baptista from Galt, California, will go up in favor of Moran, which will push Golnick back to the defensive center mid position that Moran usually takes up. Baptista will try to combine her speed with Bratsburg's control. A very, very lethal combination up top. Moran is getting looked at by the trainer. Looks like she's holding her knee right now. Never a good sign, especially for women's sports. As Ripple clears the ball out of the danger zone, Brotzberg will keep it, hooking her arm around number 4, Colleen Rooney, but Rooney is called with the foul, rightful foul, too. She had her two hands on the back of Brotzberg every time. And when I'm a ref, I let little nudges in the back go. I'll let that slide. That's just fine. As soon as you put two hands on the back, immediately. That's a foul. You don't even have to be nudging them, but two hands on the back is always a foul every single time, or at least it should be.
So this last one that Fresno committed on Juliana Bratsberg, would you have called that one?
Yes. Yes, she was hooking her arm with one hand and pushing with the other. Definite foul. Golnick hits the header behind her. Whitaker has to go in for the tackle. Miscommunication by Fresno Pacific, but they keep the ball. And here is Sanders on the side. Castillo going down the middle of the field. Defended by Golnick. Tried to play it into Talon on the left side. Whitaker is there, though, for the clearance. Owens fights for the ball. It's into Castillo. Turns right around Jessica Ramirez. Has the shot, but it's wide left. Herring just watches it go about 15 yards away from the goal for a goal kick. 16 minutes left in the half. Still 1-0 Dominican. Here is the goal kick from Herring, high in the air. Ramirez, an excellent flick with the bigger Denise right on her back. Still managed to get the header. Oh, and a great run by Pimentel going diagonal from the middle of the field to down the line, just a hair offsides too. Definitely Bratsberg was offsides on that ball, but I don't know if Pimentel was offside. She really managed to time her run well as the left back for Fresno Pacific might have kept her on. The call was made by the assistant ref, though. Right down the left side is Sanders. And now Golnick takes the ball, plays it up to Baptista, has to try to keep the ball, keeps possession. Pimentel over to Hansen. Good one-touch play by Dominican right now. Baptista has the ball now. Heads it to herself. Colleen Rooney on the defense. Plays it out safely. Good pressure by Baptista. Using her speed, using her fight to make Rooney play it out of bounds for the throw-in for Megan Hansen. Dominican getting all of their attackers up the field now. Got to get someone near post, though. Everybody was kind of sitting in the middle of the field waiting for someone to flick it on, but if you don't have anybody to flick it on, there's no point in that. Hansen will have another throw on the left side now. Quick Giants update for you. It's the top of the seventh now. 6-3 Giants with Pablo Sandoval up and one out, man on second.
That's right. Big comeback fueled by Joaquin Arias, who should be the rightful starting shortstop behind the inefficient Brandon Crawford. But Bochy got the call right at the end.
But that's another topic for the Sports Report every 8 to 10 on Mondays on radio.dominican.edu. Dangerous play in the back of the field. Whitaker finally gets it away from the danger zone, almost keeps it out too. She really hustled to get down the line. Can't quite keep it out. It is a Fresno Pacific throw. A few substitutions on the field now. Number 28, Grisha Bustos coming in, as well as Sarah Vega and her sister, Dora Vega. All going in for Fresno Pacific, looking to rest their starters and change the pace of this game a little bit. Fresno Pacific has had possession most of this game.
Yeah.
Still only two shots and zero goals to show for it, though. Jessica Ramirez gets it to Pimentel, who clears it out. Has Bratsberg, but the defender read Bratsberg's turn. Out for a throw-in.
Both teams really playing very good defense. Just Golnick put in a goal that could be scored on any defense.
Yeah, definitely. Golnick clears it high out of the danger zone, finally getting it out of the Penguins' half and getting a little bit of relief for that defense. Got to rest their legs because you know it's going to keep coming all game.
Yeah, and Dominican's doing a very nice job of swarming the ball on defense and not letting Fresno play any through balls.
Another quick Giants update. Pablo Sandoval was up and hit a home run to go up 8-3 now in the seventh inning. Giants offense is finally showing up today after three games of absences. Here comes Fresno Pacific on the right side, going towards the middle though. They have the left-footed shot. It's high in the air. A goal over the hands of Megs Herring. It looks like number 18, Carissa Archie, took the ball all the way down the field. The center mids and the defenders couldn't put enough pressure on her, and another left-footed shot high over the goalie on the opposite side for the goal now. 1-1 with 11 minutes left in this game.
Yeah, we had just said it's going to take a Golnick-esque effort from Fresno Pacific if they're going to want to score today, and that's exactly what they got. Very reminiscent, left foot to the corner. Keeper had no chance. Some great striking happening in this game right now.
A couple of fantastic top 10 worthy goals already in this Lady Penguins soccer game. Quite the sights to see. Emily Whitaker has the throw in, plays it in quickly to Owens, who's back to Whitaker. Kicks it high for a running Baptista, but has the pressure. It's to Brotzberg. The defender is right there. And a great job by Buettner to steal the ball away from Brotzberg. Buettner is having herself a game already. A big task in front of her trying to defend G. Golnick on the high pressure on Castillo. And Castillo and Alex Moran were really going at it before Moran looked to get a bit knocked up. We'll see if Golnick can keep that pressure up on Castillo. They're running side by side together, and they will probably be running side by side the rest of the game. Fresno Pacific running fast down the line, and here is Grisha Bustos up against Emily Whitaker. Grisha Bustos called for the foul, though. Whitaker got position, and Bustos had none of that. Looks like Bustos grabbed the shoulder. She didn't exactly think so, but the ref did. Head coach Eric Farfan didn't exactly like the call. It's a different ref than the men's game and a different entire reffing crew, so we'll see how that affects the game. New substitution, Juliana Brotzberg coming out in favor of Jill Nunes, a defender usually from San Ramon, California. For her Dominican career, she has usually been playing up top, though. Cleared out by Fresno, and they look all the way down the right side. Going forward, Caressa Archie trying to play it through the middle. She does, but Amanda Hudek can't quite get it. Escobar has the ball. The goalie for the Sunbirds, but it's all the way to Owens. Owens tries to play it to Baptista. Pimentel tries to play it to Mary Wheeler, the new substitution in for the Penguins. Wheeler was offside, though. That is already the third offside by the Penguins. And that's all about awareness and knowing where you are, knowing what the defense is going to give you. Got to make sure to stay aware when it comes to offside trap. About 8.5 minutes left in this game. Still 1-1. Whitaker called for the foul on the back of Bustos. And Fresno Pacific will have the free kick. Just three shots for Fresno Pacific and just two for Dominican. But like we were saying, they are making them count with some beautiful, beautiful goals here on October 10th, 2012 at Kennelly Field. Korsberg heads it out, and Nunes puts the pressure on now. Nunes keeps going. She has fresh legs, too. We'll see if that makes any difference in these last 8 minutes. Nunes putting the pressure on. The back line cleared out by Fresno Pacific, but it's headed away by Korsberg. The flick on from Pimentel. And Jill tried to look for the open Mary Wheeler. Unfortunately, was just a bit eager on the play. Another substitution for Fresno Pacific. Number 24, Bianca Ortega, coming in favor of Haley Tallon. Haley Tallon was playing left side, going at Emily Whitaker for a long while, and they were having some great battles. Looks like Grisha Bustos has taken her spot in those battles. Whitaker is having her hands full, but already doing a great job of keeping the Fresno Pacific attack under control. Wheeler now in the middle of the field, tries to keep the ball. Pushed away by Sarah Vega, and the Sunbirds play it to right to Megan Hansen, tries to play it over the top to Caitlin Baptista. Nobody's that fast, though. I talk about Caitlin Baptista's speed. No, not really too many people were going to get to that ball before it went out of bounds.
Yeah, and she's the Energizer Bunny. She just keeps going and going, attacking, attacking, attacking. Fun to watch.
Very fun to watch. It really is a sight to see Baptista. As she steals the ball, while I say that, Pimentel has the ball now to a running Hansen on the left side. Hansen plays a great through ball to Baptista. Might have a cross here. Has the left-footed cross, and it's cleared out by Fresno Pacific. Again, the cross into the middle. Nunes tries to get the flick. It's played away by Fresno Pacific, but played away for a corner kick on the left side now. Kendra Korsberg, probably Dominican's best header, if not one of their best headers, at center back, goes in for defense. And Fresno Pacific isn't even having one forward out as an outlet. Kat Ripple and Emily Whitaker all alone right now. The cross is in. It's a good one, and the flick is there. It looks like Mary Wheeler might have gotten in the way of Lauren Golnick's corner kick, and I'm not really sure if that was even touched at all. It looked like a dummy by Mary Wheeler, and everyone was fooled. Lauren Golnick has another goal, I'm pretty sure. Wow, what a goal by Lauren Golnick. Now 2-1 with 5.5 minutes left in this Lady Penguins game.
Golnick, just a freshman. She's going to be something to watch over the next 4 years, I guarantee you that.
Definitely a pleasure to have her on this team. Really, really making her mark in this game. It's so important on any cross for at least one or two people to be going near post. And that is the perfect example why Mary Wheeler went near post on the corner kick and totally got in the way of keeper Vanessa Escobar. Escobar had no idea where the ball was when Wheeler ran in front of her and let the ball go right past her into the side netting for a goal. Throw in now for Emily Whitaker on the right side. Looking for someone making runs. Nunes does make the run and fights to keep the ball. Plays it towards middle field. Pushed off the ball by Castillo, though. Nunes doesn't give up. Never, never gives up. The sophomore forward. Now here is Bianca Ortega on the right side going down the sideline, but it's cleared out by Korsberg. Nunes on the pressure. The Sunbirds play it toward the left side through their back line. Wheeler getting back, making sure to get back behind the ball. Ripple gets the easy clear and plays it to Wheeler. Tries to get the fancy flick to Pimentel. Not quite there, though. Owens. Haven't heard her name a lot in a while. Stephanie Owens. I think she should definitely, definitely get more involved in this game. The more she gets involved, the more one-touch, two-touch play Dominican can go through. Ripple plays it all the way back to Herring, who looks to have the clearance, but it is out of bounds for a Fresno Pacific throw on the left side. 3 minutes left in this 2-1 game. You know what? If Dominican keeps this shot percentage and goal percentage up, I'm pretty sure they'll win every single game. You know, if they're 2-for-3 on shots, every single time. That is a very, very good percentage.
Yeah, and especially if they have Golnick making the goals that she is. There are no perfect lead passes for an easy put in. There's no rebound chippies. She is making them from distance, improbable angles, and making them work.
Impressive stuff by Lauren Golnick so far in this first half. Play it up. Now Nunes has it. Tries to keep possession. The defender is right on her back, though. Golnick plays it over to Mary Wheeler. Got to work. And the defender plays it through three Dominican defenders to her teammate. Good play by Caressa Archie. She's all over the floor today. Whitaker on the right side now has a throw-in off the head of Ortega. And Korsberg will actually take the throw. I think Whitaker's tired of taking all those throw-ins. She's already had a lot today. However, Korsberg has got herself a cannon all the way down the side. Big fight by Wheeler and Archie on the right side. Ends up going out for a Fresno Pacific throw-in. 2 minutes left now in this 2-1 game. 2 minutes left in the half in this 2-1 game. Good hustle by Mary Wheeler. Can't quite save it from going out of bounds as she gets back on defense. Buettner, the big throw to Castilla in the middle. Castilla tries to have the turn, just spinning all over the place, trying to get Golnick away from her. Golnick will not let up the pressure on Castillo. Has been all over her every single time. Through ball over the top. Looks like Herring is going to come out to get it. While number 27, Ariel Sanders, or excuse me, number 28, Grisha Bustos, came streaking in a little bit dangerously even towards Herring and Ripple. Golnick tries to play it over the top to Nunes, and now Wheeler has to chase. Buettner all the way down the left sideline. Now cutting towards the middle. Owens is on the defense. Whitaker has a through ball played to Ortega and clears it out. An excellent clear by Whitaker. And then Wheeler on the pressure forces the ball out for a Dominican throw. 30 seconds left in the half so far. Whitaker walks over to get the throw. Not too interested in getting this quick goal. But let's see if Baptista, with the ball now, can change that. Now Fresno Pacific with 15 seconds left in the half. Have to get something quick. They have Sarah Vega on the right side. She'll look with 6 seconds left to a streaking player, but Herring is there to pick up the ball to get away the danger, and that is the half. The score is 2-1 Dominican over Fresno Pacific with a couple of magical goals by Lauren Golnick, one of them from about 35 yards away with her left foot over the keeper, and the other a great corner kick with good movement by her teammates to fool the Fresno Pacific defense all over the place for the goal. It is 2-1 right now at Kennelly Field. For Brian Sanchez, this has been Jordan Smith. We will be back in about 15 minutes. This has been radio.dominican.edu. And welcome back to Kennelly Field for the Lady Penguins soccer game in San Rafael, California. We are now in the second half of the game. The score is at 2-1 in favor of the Penguins. They've only had 3 shots the entire game, but they have managed to make the most of them, and it has all been Lauren Golnick. Her first shot was something magnificent.
You're not kidding.
And her corner kick has put the Penguins in the lead now as she and Owen streak down the sideline of the left side, trying to pin Fresno Pacific into the corner right away. The pressure on the Sunbirds from the Penguins is immediate as Ripple goes in hard for the header and wins it. Alex Moran, big contribution from her, needed now that she is off of the injury table, back in there at the defensive center mid position for the Penguins. Good ball by Hansen into Pimentel. Has a chance. Tries to get a shot off, but it's blocked off by Archie. And now here come the Sunbirds. Hudek down the middle of the field, defended by Korsberg. Physical defense by Korsberg. Shoulder to shoulder, Hudek and Korsberg. Hands go up. Both of them thought they were going to get a foul called on them, and they both shot their hands up. Here comes Castillo now. And Herring all the way out for the through ball. Takes down Hudek in the process and cradles the ball. Here is the drop kick. High in the air, and the wind is starting to pick up a little bit again. It seems like it's going towards the attacking half, actually, for Dominican. So if this wind keeps picking up, it'll definitely benefit the Dominican Penguins. Jessica Ramirez takes the drop kick, but it's right to FPU. And they play it all the way to the left side, near the middle of the field. Number 23, Clara Butner, gets it stolen by Owens. Owens plays it to Brochberg. Keeps possession. Hard tackle. Might have Owens down the sideline. Now plays Moran, who tries to play Golnick in the middle, but it is a poor ball gathered up by Vanessa Escobar.
Yeah, a bit optimistic on that through ball in the air. So it would have taken an amazing run from Golnick to get there.
Excuse me, now Sarah King is at keeper. 00 for FPU. We'll see if the keeper change changes anything about the game. Megan Hansen has the throw in now on the left side. It's a far throw to G. Has a defender on her back. Looking up, finds Hansen. Plays it to the middle. And the defender, Talon, had her arms up. And it hit her elbow. That'll be a handball in a fairly dangerous position. Let's see if Korsberg can get the ball into the middle. It's about 30 yards away from the goal on the left side. Korsberg will have the cross into the middle. We'll try to find Golnick, Moran, Brochberg, Owens, Pimentel, all in there for the header. The ball is in the air. It's a great ball, and the keeper punches it out. Ramirez now has the ball, trying to play it over to Korsberg. Korsberg might have another chance for a cross here. She does. It's in the air again. Brochberg might have been offsides, but the ball didn't get to her, so no cause for concern there. FPU handily takes it. Now down the right sideline in their defensive half. Looking for a down-the-line ball and plays a wide-open Grisha Bustos in the middle. Korsberg and Ripple have to have more pressure on Bustos in the middle there. And now it looks like Fresno Pacific is trying to go down the line. Moran is not letting them get anywhere. Sarah Vega was going down the sideline as Brochberg tries to play Hansen a give and go a little bit too hard. Hansen couldn't quite get there. It's out for an FPU throw-in. Number 11, Dora Vega, will have the throw on the right side, right next to the radio broadcast. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is some Penguin radio getting the sports broadcasts all up there. Megan Hansen might have the free kick. Oh, it's Kendra Korsberg actually with the free kick as all of the Penguins attackers go forward. The ball is a line drive, but cleared out by FPU. And here they come on the quick counter. Bustos has the ball. Great tackle by Ramirez. Simply takes the ball from her, placed it towards the middle in Brochberg. Back to Pimentel, actually all the way to Whitaker on the right side. Plays it down the line to Golnick. Golnick might have a chance, has a left-footed shot. It's just hit over the bar by the keeper, King. The shot was to the top right corner, and all King could do was hit it over the bar for the corner kick. Golnick's left foot is on fire this game.
That was a great shot. Another incredible save by King, the new keeper. She saved the flick from the corner and saves the shot there, but you're absolutely right. Golnick is on fire.
As John Delano actually had to get up and kick the ball to the corner, I think everybody was actually trying to see if he would do it successfully. Very, very good kick by the former Dominican Penguin himself, John Delano. He had himself an illustrious career as a Penguin. The ball is in the air towards the middle of the field. Nobody there, but FPU clears it out. Ramirez goes all the way back, but it's Whitaker now has the ball with her left foot, tries to get it back to the middle to a through ball into Owens, picked up by Sarah King. The drop kick is up in the air, taken by Laura Golnick. No, it's right to her. And here comes Brotsburg on the turn, tries to get the turn around Archie. Archie and Brotsburg have been going at it all game long. Archie just gets to the deflection, and instead of a corner kick, gives up just a throw. But with the big arm of Kendra Korsberg, a corner kick and a throw-in might as well be the same thing. Korsberg definitely has herself a cannon and will try to get all the way in to Owens, Brotsburg, and Golnick in the middle. See if Brotsburg, closest to the ball, can get a flick. They're totally double-teaming or leaving anybody else wide open, just saying don't give the ball to Brotsburg. She still gets the flick on. Pimentel has the shot. It's to the corner, but it's just wide of the goal, just wide right. A good flick by Brotsburg in to Pimentel. Has to take that shot every single time. Good play by Dominican. Here's Brotsburg, takes the goal kick herself, tries to play it in, gets knocked over, but no foul on the play. And it is out for a goal kick. Colleen Rooney and Carissa Archie both collapsed on Brotsburg as soon as she stole that goal kick. Ball in the air. Golnick has the ball and will try to play it past the defender. Plays it down the line. Brotsburg is there. Has to really hustle before it gets out. Can't quite get there. Shielding it is Clara Buettner. Out for another goal kick with 37 minutes left in this half. These first 8 minutes have been all Dominican. As soon as they cleared the ball from their center kick to start the half, they cleared it to the corner and haven't let up since. They've been trapping them in the corner. The high pressure is there. The defensive work for the Dominican Penguins has been top-notch so far in this second half. A totally different story than the first half. Down the middle of the field is Fresno Pacific. A good touch by Bustos to try to get around Whitaker, but Whitaker doesn't let anything of it. Physical play by both. And Whitaker comes out on top, gets the clearance. Golnick does a good job of shielding the ball away from FPU, and it goes out for a throw-in for the Penguins. On the right side, it'll be Emily Whitaker on the throw. Five shots now for Dominican, and just three for Fresno Pacific with 36 minutes left in this game. Quick Giants update. There is one out in the top of the ninth. The Giants are up. They're still up 8-3 with Angel Pagan, the man who led off the game with a homer, up. FPU has the ball now on the right side, looking towards the middle, but elect to play towards Talon on the right side. Has a one-on-one with Megan Hansen, but Megan Hansen gives her to Kendra Korsberg. Now Korsberg with a hard tackle, uses her body to shield. A good defensive step over, gets it to her left foot, but plays out for a throw-in. Good job by Hansen and Korsberg. Keep talking and keep the physical defense on top of FPU. Korsberg again has to go to work, and her and Hansen work together yet again. They play it out to Owens, and Dominican looks to go. They have Brotsburg on the left side, towards the middle of the field. Lot of space, though. Owens might have some space, and here comes Golnick. Plays it to Owens. Owen is just a bit off sides. Golnick ran right in front of Clara Buettner, who thought she had a clear path to the clearance. But Golnick came out of nowhere, played it to Owens. Owens had no idea it was coming to her. If Golnick was able to miraculously get that touch to herself, she is totally gone for a one-on-one and a chance at a third goal and a hat trick for her. Here's Ramirez on the left side, looking for Brotzberg in the middle. Has Golnick. Thought she timed the run perfectly, but is called offside. John Delano cannot believe it. Golnick came all the way from the far side of the field to run towards the middle, in between the center backs of FPU. Just a foot offside, though. And in the rule of offsides, if you have a toe in front of the second-to-last defender, that means that technically you're offsides. However, if you have a hand in front of the defender, that technically is not offsides. The rule is, if a part of you that can score a goal is in front of the defender, then you are in fact offsides.
Very interesting interpretation.
It is, isn't it? You can have a hand offsides. You can stick your hand out there in front of the people if you're in line with the defenders. But that still doesn't matter.
You can't dive and have your head out in front.
Nope. Exactly. FPU has the ball deep in their own territories, chased by Brotzberg now. Archie and Brotzberg have been going at it all day. As Dominican takes the ball, Lauren Golnick, a good physical play, tries to play it over towards the middle into Stephanie Owens, but King, the keeper, grabs it quickly, plays it over to Vega on the right side. Vega trying to use speed, trying to get past the running Ramirez. Finally gets it. Korsberg with the tackle, though. And a big football tackle by both Ramirez and Hudek. The ball kind of hit both of their stomachs. That they both went into each other hard, really expecting a lot of body in that tackle. Korsberg with the ball now. Plays it past FPU. Has the ball. Golnick isn't offsides on this one, but King comes all the way up about 30 yards in front of the goal to stop the sure one-on-one. Finally, Golnick timed her run to perfection, really executed the diagonal run right past the FPU defenders. King was on top of it. Her goalie instincts kicked in to clear the ball away. Moran plays it into Pimentel, but Pimentel can't get turned around, and FPU has the ball again. Ripple on the hard tackle. Dominican has a lot of space. Don't really think they know it, though. They've got to keep talking. It's so important. Brotzberg had so much space behind her. She had no idea. Thought she had to play it right back. Got to keep the communication up for the Penguins. There's a foul on the play. Korsberg went pretty hard into Bustos in the middle of the field for the foul. FPU will have the free kick. Korsberg and Bustos, I don't think they're exactly friends at this point of the game. They've been physical with each other all day long.
And Bustos, such a strong player. She just shoves Dominican defenders off the ball when she makes her runs at it. And that makes for a bit of a dicey, pushy game.
Definitely. And Korsberg is not one to shy away from any physical play. One of the most physical players on the field at all times. FPU has the ball. They keep possession with Archie on the left side of the field. The high through ball all the way up top. Ripple knocks a girl to a ground, but no foul on the play. Korsberg now knocks a girl to a ground. And again, no foul on the play. Eric Frafon is having none of it. Definitely does not like the calls on the field. Brotzberg and Owens working hard to keep possession. FPU has to clear it out for a throw-in. And this sun is actually getting a little troublesome for the FPU Sunbirds. It is right in their eyes, and if a cross or really a shot from anywhere on the left side of the field goes in, it's going to be real hard for Sarah King to see anything. The sun is very, very blinding, especially at this time of day, about 4:30 in the afternoon. We got 30 minutes left in this 2-1 game. Couple substitutions on the play. Number 7, Demi Hamilton coming back in. And number 15, Ashley Talon coming in. A couple of siblings, a couple of sibling partners in there for FPU. Golnick fighting hard with Clara Bootner and wins the ball, plays it to Moran, who has the shot, but it's wide right. And the refs say there was a deflection, giving them a corner kick. Dominican will have the corner kick on the right side of the field. And it looks as if Golnick is going to be the one to have the corner.
Won't be able to put it in from this side.
Honestly, though, you never know.
Especially with Golnick.
The magic she's been bringing all game. Golnick kicks it near post. Nothing there, though. Ramirez sprinting to give the ball back to Golnick. Has the cross again. Hansen with the header. Plays it right to Brotsberg, who has it to Owens. And here's Moran on the shot. It's stopped by the FPU defenders. Good job by FPU to get in the way of a lot of opportunities for Dominican. Whitaker frantically plays it back to Korsberg, who has it to Hansen. Good play into Owens. A good touch by her, too. Has to make FPU play it out of the back, and her pressure and her good touch causes Dominican to have a throw-in. It'll be Megan Hansen on the side with the throw, too. It will try to look to Brotsberg for another one of those flicks. They try to get it to her. It's to the middle of the field. Nobody is there from either team. Finally cleared out by FPU. Korsberg gets the tackle. It's to Ramirez. She has Ripple in the back. And Ripple clears it all the way back up to no one. And headed out for Dominican throw-in.
Just throwing it in the corner there, hopeful that there would be a player, but there wasn't. But Dominican retains possession.
Quick Giants update. We're into the bottom of the ninth now. Still up 8-3. FPU has it on the right side. Good move by Vega on the right side, but Hansen and Ramirez were right there. And Golnick now, a great touch. The left-footed shot, it's in! She took the ball from Hansen right in front of the defender, who had no idea Golnick was there. Golnick with the left-footed shot again, and that is the first hat trick of her collegiate career. 3-1 with 27 minutes left in this game.
The Lauren Golnick show continues here at Dominican University. This is her game. She's taking it by the throat. She's wrestling it down. Got her team up 3-1, under 30 minutes to play, and there's no reason to believe that she won't be done yet.
Just a freshman, too. What an incredible game for Golnick so far. Really going to be fun to watch her for the next 4 years. Whitaker now has to put the pressure on, and good saving tackle by Whitaker. A change of pace from her. Has to get back again. Plays it all the way back to Herring. Hasn't had really much action at all this entire half. All the way over to Hansen, who plays a beautiful ball down the line. Just a little bit outside, though. Owens was there. It is out of bounds for an FPU throw-in. 26 minutes left in this half. And Dominican is still 50% on their shots. Still an excellent, excellent percentage for them on the game. Really making the most of their opportunities. Jessica Ramirez called for a push in the back, just like I said earlier. Those two hands, as soon as she put those two hands on the back, the ref saw it, and he called the foul. And it's important for players not to do two hands, because as a player myself, I always thought a one-handed little nudge is really all you need. You don't have to do the two-handed push. It's just unnecessary, and the refs will almost always call it, as there's another foul, this time on Ripple in the middle of the field. just about 23, 25 yards away from the goal. Herring has to set up her wall quickly. Number 17, Nayeli Denise, or excuse me, Demi Hamilton, number 7. A little bit slow to get up from the foul, as it will be Jessica Castillo taking the kick. Herring calling for a four-man wall, still directing it. The play is on the whistle, so she will have plenty of time to get the wall together. Castillo lines up. It will be a shot, and the shot is there. It's just left, though. Decent shot by Castillo, and it's a good thing for her to go to the far post on that one, because just in case her shot goes wide like it did there, she might have an FPU teammate to charge in and get some rebound or some little garbage ball that might squeak out. A hard ball off the chest of number 23, Clara Butner. And FPU looks to switch the field to the right side. Dominican doesn't let them do that, though. All in the middle of the field, clogging it up hard, Dominican is. Pimentel plays it all the way out to Golnick. Looks like she'll get there before it goes out, and she does. And she'll look to go with a little bit of speed down the right side. Plays it instead towards the middle to Brotsberg. It's taken by Archie, and here comes FPU on the counter. The ball over the head of Hansen, and she has no idea. Here comes Talon on the right side. The heavy touch forward. Has the cross in. The ball is there, but the touch by Demi Hamilton couldn't quite get enough. And Megs Herring just has to pick the ball up for herself. Hamilton really had an opportunity without getting the most of it there. And like I said, FPU not making the most of their opportunities. They have three shots on the day, but they need more. Dominican just won't let them have too much.
Yeah, it seemed like when Hamilton slid after that ball on what should have been an easy goal, she actually caught a spike with her lead foot. It got caught in the turf, and it barely ricocheted off her shin and right into the hands of Herring.
Unfortunate for Hamilton. Ball just didn't quite go her way. Here comes Castillo on the right side to Talon. Talon looking forward. Has Hamilton. Cuts it towards the middle, but Ramirez is there for the tackle. Plays it to Ripple, who clears it out of danger. But here comes Sarah Vega. Pushing it towards the right side. Tries to play Hamilton. Very congested, though. No play for her there. Brotsberg, good job keeping the pressure on. And here comes Nayeli Denise. She plays the ball all the way diagonal through the middle of the field, but Whitaker is there for the easy clear. Back to Denise, though, and here comes Pimentel with the steal. Plays a pass, keeps dribbling, looking for someone. Doesn't have too many options. Pimentel keeps dribbling, has no other option, really, but to keep the ball. She didn't have any more attacking options since Fresno Pacific has been on the attack so long. And here they come again, Talon towards the middle of the field, dribbling with her right foot. The deflection, luckily, goes to the other Talon, and it is played wide out for a goal kick. Looked like Haley to Ashley there, the two Talon sisters from Tulare, California, tried to get their connection on, but couldn't quite get much out of it. Substitution on the field, Stephanie Owens coming out of the game in favor of Caitlin Baptista. And for the Sunbirds, Brianna Reyes. Now in to rest Caressa Archie. Herring with the goal kick, flicked on by Moran, but it's to an FPU player. As the Sunbirds will keep possession. It's been all Sunbirds for about the last 8 or 10 minutes. We have 21 minutes left in this game. 3-1 Dominican. And though Dominican got their goal, since then, Fresno has been on the attack and really been putting pressure on Dominican. Ripple, Korsberg, Hansen, and Whitaker have had their hands full back there so far. Good tackle by Ripple to get the body out of the way for FPU. but they keep the ball and play it to Talon. Luckily, Hansen is there. Plays it back to Herring safely, who has the high clearance. Dora Vega plays it to Castillo. To Vega. As number 17, Nayeli Deniz lined up for a long shot. Golnick was right there on the pressure, and here comes G. Putting pressure. Oh, a big foul on number 4, Colleen Rooney. She knew that if she didn't hook her arm right around G, Brotsburg would have been gone down that left sideline. A good foul by Rooney, I'd say. And there are good fouls in soccer, just like there are good fouls in basketball. And I really can't think of anything hockey.
That's about it.
I'd say it's just about basketball.
Sometimes you have to stop a fast break, though.
Exactly. And you know what? If you get a yellow in the process, it still might be worth it.
If you save a goal, absolutely.
Absolutely. Dominican has the throw from the right side now. They're in their attacking half, trying to pile on this lead, seeing if they can add on to their 3-1 lead with 19 minutes left in the half. Brotsburg in the corner now on the right side, going up against Ashley Talon. Playing defense, kicks it out, and it will be a Brotsburg throw-in. Her physical play has won Dominican the ball. Brotsburg has been working hard all game, but that is nothing new for these Dominican Penguins. Brian, I'm sure you being a senior, you've seen Brotsburg come through the ranks and turn herself into one of the Dominican greats.
Yeah, absolutely, and she's done it primarily by hard work, and it's what you've come to expect from Juliana. And even when she takes a break, she's working as hard as everybody else. That's just how she plays the game, and it's worked for her.
It really has. Lauren Golnick has the cross, but it's headed out safely by FPU, and here they come on the quick counter. Hamilton all the way down the side, plays it to the right side. Here comes Sarah Vega, looking for players, looking up, keeps dribbling, has the right-footed shot to the side of the keep of the goal, but Herring is there and picks up the ball. Nothing too worrying there for Megs Herring. She was already sitting on that near post, waiting for the one-hopper shot. Hansen has the ball with a little bit of time. Plays it towards the middle, has Moran, and has plenty of time. Looking for something, Baptista starts going on a run. Here comes Ramirez on the right side. Ramirez looks to push the ball up the field. Going forward, oh, but number 23, Clara Buettner, just gets a touch on the ball and plays it away. Ramirez almost had one in there, really using her speed. But here comes FPU. Vega to Castillo, all the way over to Hamilton. The ball is much, much too far. Herring picks up the ball, though. And the drop kick is in the air. About 17 minutes left in this game so far. Moran's header goes out of bounds in favor of Dominican. How about that? Substitution on the play. Jill Nunes, number 9 from San Ramon, California, coming in for Jessica Ramirez at the central defensive mid position. Or excuse me, Jill Nunes is actually coming in to play right mid. A lot of mix-ups in the attacking side for John Delano's squad so far. We have Nunes playing a different position. Golnick, usually up top, has been playing midfield so far. And Pimentel, many times on the middle of the field, has been playing wide and now is back to the middle of the field. Here comes Talon, one-on-one against Hansen on the right side of the box. Talon looks back, has help, and Dora Vega will look to have the cross in the middle. The cross is a good one, but it's headed out cleanly by Alex Moran. Vega has the ball against Pimentel, plays it out wide to Talon, but it's two out wide for a throw-in for Dominican. Still 3-1 here, still 6-3 in shots as well. Back and forth so far in this second half. We saw Dominican totally take control at the beginning of the half and really deserve themselves a goal. going up 3-1. But since then, it's been mostly FPU on the attack. Moran, Golnick, Ramirez, she went out, but they have been at work in the middle of the field. The ball is played out by FPU. It is a Dominican throw in now. As a quick Giants update, Giants are just one strike away now from forcing a fifth and deciding game against the Cincinnati Reds with Casilla up against Ludwig.
That's right. A Lady Penguin victory and a Giants victory could be a very good day for Bay Area sports.
Really, really good. Baptista works hard and actually runs right into Noon. It's a little very unfortunate for both of them. Both of them just going too hard to stop. And here comes Talon on the counter. Has Hamilton on the right. Has Sanders in the middle. Plays it to Hamilton. Going up against Megan Hansen. Has the right-footed cross towards the middle. Cleared out by Alex Moran, though, and it's to Pimentel. Pimentel clears it out to Nunes. And Nunes will have to chase Brianna Reyes all the way down the side. Good chase, though. And I can't say that enough, how good the chase and pursuit and really pressure have been for the Penguins all day long. They have been really on top of things in terms of attacking whoever has the ball and putting the high pressure on every time. Substitution, number 13, Mary Wheeler from Edgewood, California, comes in for the attack in favor of Sarah Pimentel, who's played most of this game so far, sophomore, out of Houston, California. Out for throwing for Dominican. About 13 and a half minutes left. Dominican's really trying to hold on. If they win, they could improve to a very impressive 4-2-1 in conference, which would really, really help them out in the long run.
We mentioned it earlier about how on campus they're going a little bit under the radar because all the talk early was about the men's team and the streak they were on and how they were just dominating the competition while the Lady Penguins went about their ways, won some games, and now they have a chance to go to 4-2.
They've just been so steady recently. They're in these close games, like that overtime win I talked about over Notre Dame Dana Moore last week. They're in these close games, but coming out on top so far. Lady Penguins really doing work this year. The clearance is out all the way to Hamilton. Tries to keep control. Whitaker is there on the defense. Tries to play it over to Talon, over the top of Korsberg and Ripple. It's over to Ashley Talon, who kind of passes it to Megs Herring from about 25 yards away. Herring will take that every day of the week. Drop kick is to the middle of the field. Brotsberg is there. It's two FPU, though. As Haley Talon is on the right side again versus Meg Hansen. Has the right foot across, but it's out of bounds wide for the goal kick. Megan Hansen hasn't let either Talon on that side do much against her at all. Megan Hansen is not one of her strengths is speed. It's not a weakness, absolutely not. But it's simply not one of her strengths. She has other strengths, like a great header of the ball. She has excellent defensive instincts. She has an incredible left foot. But her instincts are what have kept these Talons out of the dangerous area in this half. Play it all the way to Wheel on the left side. She might have a go of it, but it is off sides again. Wheeler on that one just got a little bit eager and made a good run down the left sideline with Baptista playing her a beautiful ball, just a little bit off sides though. I keep saying Penguins have to get their awareness up if they are gonna not be off sides anymore. Nayeli Denise plays it to the right side, into the middle of the field, and now Jill Nunes is on the chase. FPU tries to play it out. They play it through the middle of the field. A lot of play through the middle of the field so far for FPU. and they play it towards the left sideline. Looks like Ashley Towne will have the ball. Has the right-footed shot. It's over everything. Over the bar. She cut it back to her right foot, but couldn't get the shot off as she was falling. She had to make a hard, hard cut to the right since Whitaker was right there and right on the pursuit in the box. The shot from about 15 yards away was unsuccessful, though. Jill Nunes is coming out of the game now for Stephanie Owens. The goal kick is played to Brotsburg, but FPU wins it. And here comes Baptista. Good physical play by her. Brotsburg to Golnick. Down the left sideline. The left-footed down the line. Good touch by Owens. Still down the left sideline. Cuts it back. Looking towards the middle of the field. Dribbling. Gets knocked down, but no foul on the play as FPU looks for the counter. Towards the right. Here's Talon. Hansen on her. Talon going down the right sideline. Now towards the middle. Now towards the right. She has middle numbers in the middle. And the cross, again, is not a good one. Right to Herring. Talon has been doing a good job of getting down that line. But every time she gets that cross in, it is either out wide or right to Herring. No trouble for the keeper, who is second in the nation in save percentage. Let me say that again. Second in the entire nation of Division II women's soccer, Megs Herring is right up there at the top. What a season she is having.
I'd like to challenge any school out there to have a better men's and women's combo than Eric Anderson and Meg Herring. I don't know if there is one.
We didn't mention it last broadcast, actually, but Eric Anderson, two times in a row, named the PacWest Keeper of the Week these last 2 weeks. What an honor that is. Megs Herring, also, it seems like every single week, gets named to the Fantastic 15 of the PacWest Conference, which is basically honoring the best 15 players from that week. Looks like FPU is off sides, and Dominican will have the free kick about at their 18-yard box. And folks, it's gone final. Giants game ends 8-3 with Tim Winsicum pitching very, very well in relief of Barry Zito. And very interesting come up in that game. But back to Dominican soccer. Sanders in the middle, has the ball, looking for someone. Now plays it out wide to Talon. Can't quite get the touch on and can't quite save it either. Megan Hansen has the throw in. We have 7:20 left in this game. Just 7 more minutes for Dominican to hold on to a commanding 2-goal lead. Another substitution for the Penguins. Sarah Pimentel coming back on for Caitlin Baptista. All the starters on, except Mary Wheeler, still on, still putting pressure on FPU. Talon thought it was her throw, but mistaken. It is Dominican throw now. FPU has gotten up to 5 shots now. Like we said, Megs is not letting anything in. Owens tries to play it in the middle to Golnick. Pimentel, good touches to Owens in the middle. Back to Pimentel. Near the left side. Plays it around with her right foot back to Ripple, who calmly plays it to Moran. A little bit behind Whitaker, but looks up towards the middle. Has Wheeler. Ball's headed away out of danger, though, and here comes FPU. On the right side. Dora Vega, defended by Brotsburg now. Tries to play it into number 15, Ashley Talon. Gets a little bit of a miss hit of the ball, though. And Megs Herring has the ball. 6 minutes left. 3-1 Dominican. High in there comes the drop kick. And here comes that wind. We can see it every time our stuff gets blown off the radio broadcast. We know that wind is picking up. Hansen got tripped up a little bit on the play. The foul is called on FPU with 5.5 minutes left to savor this lead. The free kick is on the left side of the defending half for Dominican.
And Jordan, when we have a second here, I want to remind everybody that not this Saturday, but the Saturday after, it's going to be Kick Out Breast Cancer Day here at Dominican. The Dominican soccer teams are going to be wearing pink jerseys against Cal Baptist. The pink jerseys are going to be auctioned off and signed by student-athletes after the game, and a portion of those proceeds are going to go to Marin General Hospital Foundation. So fans are encouraged to wear pink, come to the game, support the Lady Penguins, the men's Penguins team, and support breast cancer research.
And it's always, always a fun sight to see, a fun game when they wear their pink jerseys. And this year I've actually seen the pink jerseys. I know you have too. They're pretty sick looking, if you ask me. I would wear those on a regular basis.
I'd have to agree. They're very neat looking uniforms, and I think that could bring some good mojo on the 20th against Cal Baptist.
It better. Cal Baptist definitely has a talented team. They beat Dominican both times. Or at least they beat Dominican men's team both times last year in the regular season. FPU has a throw-in on the left side towards the middle of the field. And Talent plays it all the way over to her sister, Ashley. Can't quite get it, though. Hamilton through the legs of Moran. Has the right-footed shot. The streaking Talon. Hansen thought she was offside, but no call on the play. It is simply out for a goal kick. Just 4 minutes left in the half now. Or excuse me, in the half and in the game. And Herring will have the goal kick. Not a good one, though. Taken by Talon, who's pulling Hansen's jersey all over Hansen, but Hansen still manages to get the ball. Owen splits the double team. No foul on the call either. And Moran is on the defensive. The Dominican pressure on the ball is relentless today. So good to see that pressure up. Haley Talon gets the left-footed cross, but Korsberg plays it out. Not a good clearance, though. The shot is there from FPU. It's still on the outside of the middle of the 18-yard box. Finally, a good clearance by Dominican. Right to Ramirez, though. And here comes Ramirez and Brotzberg going for the counter. Can't quite get too much, though. Except pressure to make FPU hit it out of bounds. Dominican throw on the right side now for Whitaker. Herring has 3 saves on the day, while King and Escobar for FPU have just 2. Out for a throw-in in Dominican's favor. Good hustle by Ramirez. Ramirez is only listed as 5'4", but she plays big. In the middle of the field, she has to go against some of the biggest girls that teams have to throw against any team. And Ramirez's touch and hustle and fight every single game is worthy of mentioning. Brotzberg has the cross. It's in there for Golnick. Has another shot. Can't quite get this one, though. Finally, is a little bit unlucky. Golnick, I don't think she even realized that ball was going to get to her until it did at the very last second. Tried to play with the outside of her foot. Out wide for a goal kick, though. She steals the ball, though, on the goal kick. Plays to Brotzberg. Can't quite get it back, though. And here comes FPU on the counter. Got to get everyone back. Whitaker is a little bit out of position. Doesn't matter. She hustles back. But FPU gets the ball. Ashley Talon on the left side. Plays it to Hamilton. Tries to get it past Korsberg. Korsberg, good tackle. And clears it out with her left foot. Nayeli Denise towards the middle of the field. Tackled by Alex Moran. It's a good one, too. And now Owens on the left side. Has a man on her. And here comes Brotzberg. It looks like it'll go out for a throw-in. Number 4, Colleen Rooney, has had the task of guarding Juliana Brotzberg all game. And Colleen Rooney has got to be exhausted because she has really been working hard against Brotzberg. Every time we mention that G is the hard worker, it really is worth mentioning that Rooney is on top of her after every time. It's just that G has so much skill and so much talent that against some defenders, it just doesn't matter. Throw in now on the right side for Dominican. Just 45 seconds left in this half. Looking real, real nice for these Lady Penguins at Kennelly Field. Here in John F. Allen Complex. Brand new, beautiful complex. Golnick fighting for the ball. Plays it back, but it's right to Denise, who might have a shot. She does, but it's right to Herring, who simply traps it with her foot. Doesn't have to do too much. 15 seconds left in the game. Here's a drop kick off of Ramirez's head. Right to FPU. And that is the buzzer. The final score here at Kennelly Field, 3-1 in favor of Dominican over Fresno Pacific, the Sunbirds in California, as both teams shake hands. A very, very quality outing overall by Dominican. The defensive pressure was up, the pursuit was up, but after everything, we can't stop talking about Lauren Golnick.
That's absolutely right. It was the Lauren Golnick show out there. Somehow got a corner kick to go in. Not sure who it ricocheted off, but she was able to sneak that one in. A 30-meter left-handed, or left-footed rather, lob shot into the corner, and then a beautiful breakaway goal that she planted in the corner. No contest on the third one. First career hat trick for Golnick, who had 21 goals in her high school career.
Wow.
Three in one game here at Dominican. So the freshman giving reason for all fans to be excited to follow her for the next 4 years.
Absolutely. Going to be very, very exciting to follow her. Sophomore Jessica Ramirez, a new addition. We didn't even see injured sophomore McKenna Kimball, usually in the starting lineup. However, unfortunately, she is hurt. And that is why we saw Pimentel in the starting lineup. But, man, Pimentel did well herself. This has been Brian Sanchez and Jordan Smith on the soccer broadcast from Kennelly Field. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Barbara Streisand.